After rapidly acquiring over 64,000 members since its Memorial Day launch, some say Citibike is a hit. But before it can reach its goal of 10,000 bikes spread across the entire city, it must first fulfill its Phase 1 goal of 7,000 bikes. Meanwhile, as WNYC's Kate Hines has discovered, a lawsuit between the bike share provider and its insurance company could be slowing down that expansion.
The city's bike share program is only 3 months old, and already users are clamoring for more. At the corner of Broadway and 58th Street during one busy rush hour morning, Manhattan resident Sarah Pruitt is making her usual morning walk to grab a city bike.
A lot of people come from the Upper West Side down to right around where the city bikes start and then take them all. So it can be really hard to get a bike when you need one.
At 6,000 bikes, the program was already the biggest in the country on the day it launched, but it was supposed to be bigger by now. In May 2012, when Mayor Bloomberg announced that the city's bike share program had found a sponsor, he said it would launch just 2 months later, in July, and it would quickly expand, too.
Brooklyn, and by the end of spring 2013, New York will have 10,000 city bikes and 600 stations.
His transportation commissioner, Jeanette Sadiq Khan, explained.
At once. We're doing a phased deployment. Obviously, we can't just airdrop 10,000 bikes and 600 stations onto the streets, so we'll be doing a rolling deployment.
The contract between New York City and Alta Bicycle Share, the bike share operator, calls for a phase one launch of 7,000 bikes across Manhattan south of Central Park and parts of Brooklyn. At a city council hearing soon after that May 2012 announcement, Councilwoman Gail Brewer wanted to know when Phase 2 would hit the streets and her Upper West Side neighborhood.
What is the timing for next year? Because I think bike share is wonderful.
We're looking at June next year.
June of next year.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
That's 10,000 bikes that were supposed to be in place 2 months ago. But soon after the hearing, the city began to get squirrely about what should have been an imminent launch date. July came and went, and rumors about technical issues swirled. Finally, in August, a year ago, Mayor Bloomberg testily confirmed problems.
Everybody wants to say there's a secret agenda here. The software doesn't work. And putting it out when the software doesn't work, it wouldn't work. Period.
So, the city said, bike share would launch in March of 2013 with 7,000 bikes. And even though there was a delay, Alta Bicycle Share spent the spring and summer of 2012 rapidly mobilizing equipment in New York. According to a lawsuit obtained by WNYC, by the end of that October, Alta had over $19 million worth of equipment in the space it was leasing at the Brooklyn Navy Yard. And then something else happened.
Mass transit throughout the tri-state area is shut down this morning as we wait for Hurricane Sandy to hit. President Obama.
A boat, a yacht in my front yard. It's the second one in a half an hour.
Sandy slammed into New York and flooded the Brooklyn Navy Yard, damaging millions of dollars of bike share equipment. By December of 2012, the city was revising numbers again. The program would launch in May, not March, and it would have 1,000 fewer bikes than originally called for in Phase 1. It wasn't until early May that the city was ready to commit to a formal launch date.
We're on the cusp of launching a new transportation system for New Yorkers, and I'm happy to announce today that Citibike will launch on May 27th.
And it did, with 6,000 bikes hitting city streets on Memorial Day. The next day, the 28th, WNYC's Brian Lehrer asked Sadiq Khan where the extra 1,000 bikes were.
We're continuing to work with sponsors on that, and we're continuing to work with the Small Business Administration on a loan to make up for the bikes that were lost during Sandy.
Here's what Sadiq Khan didn't say. While bike share was rolling in New York, across the country at its Portland headquarters, Alta was preparing to sue its insurance company for breach of contract. As part of its Sandy settlement, Alta received $5 million from Hanover Insurance, but it said it needed at least $6 million more on top of that to be made whole from its storm losses. The city isn't saying whether it could expand immediately if the insurance company paid up. Repeated phone calls and emails to New York City officials, Hanover Insurance, Alta Bicycle Share, even Alta's attorney in Portland weren't returned. For now, there's no timeline to get an extra 1,000 bikes on the streets, much less a schedule for the full Phase 2 10,000-bike rollout. And even local legislators don't know the answer. Queens Councilman Jimmy Van Bramer is a huge bike share booster who really wants it to come to his Long Island City neighborhood. In late July, he told me the DOT told him he'd get his wish before this autumn.
We believe that they are still working towards that September date.
But the DOT told me that wasn't true, that there was no date to bring bike share to Queens. Van Bramer was confused.
I don't understand the discrepancy.
And the city won't shed much light on it. A DOT spokesman told WNYC, Work continues to get to the 7,000 bikes to complete the initial launch, and work will then continue to bring the system to 10,000 bikes. But they're no longer saying when. For WNYC, I'm Kate Hines.